Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I am honored you have taken time out of your day to join me, and I'm really excited to keep bringing you information about all the opportunities undiscovered in the Canadian Prairie towns that I feature here on a weekly basis. Now, why do I do this, you may ask? Because I know how much of your time and money you are investing into immigrating to Canada or even relocating from a large urban center to find a great quality of life. I also talk to you about these communities because I know that the place you land up in our vast country will ultimately decide the lifestyle you lead. Now, did you know that as an immigrant, newcomer, or Canadian, we have the choice of immigrating or moving to over 5,000 municipalities to live in? Wow, that's a lot, and that's right. So it is my goal to help you become more aware of the amazing communities on the prairies, but most importantly, to help you select the community that you can live your best life in, like I am, on the prairies. So let's get started. Today, I'm going to briefly bring you the goods about a small town in Alberta that is a shining example of our Canadian prairies towns. This community is known for having one of the very best main streets in all of Canada, where research and development is a main economic driver, and being able to soothe your creative soul through the arts is just as vital. This is a town where the scientists, the creatives, the artists, and the agricultural producers all live in harmony with the same values that keep their community dynamic and thriving. So let me welcome you to Lacombe, Alberta. Located in the heart of central Alberta, midway between Calgary and Edmonton, Lacombe is a unique community of approximately 14,000 people, with the median age of the population being 37 years old. The city is set in the rolling parkland of central Alberta between the beautiful Rocky Mountains foothills to the west and the flatter Alberta prairies to the east. This town has it all from parks and recreation to employment to health and education. Let's just say you cannot be bored here. I appreciate what education means to you as someone relocating, a newcomer, or a prospective immigrant looking for a good school for your children to attend. Or perhaps you're an international student searching for a quality post-secondary program to enroll in. So yes, knowing a community's educational opportunities is extremely important when selecting where to live. Lacombe has 7 elementary and middle schools, 1 high school, and 4 private schools. Lacombe is also home to Berman University, which has a global reach with over 37 countries represented. It also offers a number of bachelor programs such in the arts, music, science, and education. Because of the diverse student body population coming from different countries, cultures, and backgrounds, it has prompted the creation of over 30 clubs on campus that focus on different cultures, hobbies, and interests. Now, that's a lot. Also, what is unique to this prairie town is that it houses a Canadian Research Center as well as 2 provincial research centers, and this defines Lacombe as an important agricultural hub in the province. The federal center is known as Lacombe Research Center and is a network of 19 national research centers. This center employs over 100 citizens and has at least 25 researchers where they conduct research in field crops and livestock production relevant to the central Alberta region. This obviously brings a wealth of employment and notoriety to the area. In addition to careers in the natural and applied sciences, you will also find opportunity in health, education, management, business, finance, and administration. Further job prospects can be found in the trades, transportation, sales, and service. The average commute time is about 17 minutes, and we all know that the shorter your time is in terms of commuting to work, the healthier you are. That's a fact. Now, how does housing fit into all of this, since Lacombe is one of, if not the fastest growing community in all of Alberta? Although the median home price in Lacombe right now is currently $390,000 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, this is still a great price because of where it is in proximity to the other cities and all the amazing regional activities that surround the town. But between you and me, I was recently going through local real estate sites and I did manage to find that there were a number of 4-bedroom, 2-bath homes, approximately 1,300 square feet, selling on average for about $300,000. And of course, don't worry, there are plenty of rental options available as well. Now, one of my favorite things about this town is the Lacombe Memorial Center, as it is the cultural hub of the community, and it also houses the Mary C. Moore Public Library. Who does not enjoy a public library? The library being public means that it is available to all citizens and it enables everyone to participate in their events and reading of books for free. So if you were a member of the community, you would have access allowing you to participate in a number of events to enhance your skill set. For example, the library has an annual summer reading challenge and hosts a literacy connecting group that will assist you to develop your English skills further and, just as importantly, make friends by joining in the fun. Now, remember when I said you cannot be bored in this town? Well, let me tell you about the Lacombe Sports and Leisure Complex that includes 2 ice services, a curling rink, aquatic center, and spray park. That's not all. Lacombe has an athletic park that is basically a facility developed for use by football, soccer, and rugby teams. And it doesn't end there. To further add to this, being a community that celebrates the many different flavors and tastes of life, Lacombe values fun and family. It's ideally situated nearby Gull Lake and Aspen Lake Provincial Park, as well as a number of memorable attractions that affords residents who live there and tourists who come so many fun opportunities. Now, one of the coolest things about Lacombe when I was there, it actually has one of the first interconnected mural themes in Canada. So this was done by a local muralist painting about 34 murals around the city and complementing the muralist with an artistic flair and vibrant flair is that Lacombe offers some of the most talented and award-winning musicians and artists in all of Canada. So cultural events are well attended and community involvement in the arts is cultivated through generations, and you can just see it when you enter this town. Like, Lacombe gives you such a great vibe when you're there. Health and wellness are supported further by the new and fully functioning hospital and long-term care facility. And given the community's investment in their healthcare facilities, I know that there would be great employment opportunities for those in healthcare. Adding to the health stability is Lacombe's Municipal Police Department that has been in service for more than 100 years. And given that physical safety is one of the most important determinants for a good quality of life, I felt that this should be mentioned. Now, let's see if you are interested in visiting Lacombe to see if it is a potential fit for you. I encourage you to log on to Lacombe's tourism website, which I'll put on the show notes, where you can basically plan your whole trip with a click of a couple buttons. Maybe you can catch a horseback ride at one of the ranches that provides this service, or learn to swing a golf club at the local golf and country club, or even go on a mural hunt through historic downtown. I think after staying a couple of days in this innovative community, you may find your new Canadian home, and I truly want you to live your best life there. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at podcast@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got guns to my left, wheat fields to my right. Now I will roam these dusty country roads. I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all just live and be glad for what I have.